I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello and welcome to True Romance Podcast. This is Carolina Barlow.
And this is Devin Leary.
We recently have been catching up on The Golden Bachelor, a.k.a. All of Our Spouses Are Dead, that TV show.
I was going to say, a.k.a. a meditation on grief. I've been like kind of defending this to people. I started a fantasy league about it. And like people are like, oh, it's not going to be good drama. And I've been like, no, you just wait. These ladies are going to bring the drama. Like,
we're too used to the psychotic people that we have seen on The Real House.
Exactly.
You projected. You said, we are going to get a Sonia Morgan in this bunch.
Yes.
You said, we'll have Teresa Giudice. How do I pronounce her last name?
Giudice. It's okay.
Devin's eyes kind of like glaze over for a second. You think we're going to get Vicky Galvinson. We got...
Gunn-Wilson. Oh my God.
All right. Sorry. I need to learn my ABCs. Can you imagine if Mary Cosby was in this group? We could have just had one.
I think it was the producers were like too excited about it being wholesome. And it might be the type of thing where it's like, maybe this is what a middle America wants. Like me in my coastal city, I'm like, this is not good enough for me. Maybe middle America likes this. The cheesy. Like, can I just say one thing? So this is what really lost me this week. They have like the first of all, they don't really show the mansion on the regular seasons anymore. So I
was brutal.
I was happy to see like a window into the mansion. But these women, these grown ass women are staying on bunk beds.
They are old women. Can you imagine telling your like 70-year-old mother, get up on the top bunk? Like, well, that is what they're essentially asking. They're asking America's mothers to sleep in a twin size bed.
And one of them was like, I will wet myself if I can't get up to go to the bathroom. So like and that's what I live for on this show. I'm like, all right, that's what I want. The BTS of like being elderly. Like I will wet myself if I can't. But also this is the thing. Like I have my most toxic trait probably is that I think like if I was on a reality show, I would become America's sweetheart and everyone would be rooting for me. But I can't go on one because of stuff like this. Like I'm not sharing a room with three people. I'm not having no phone and computer. I'm not having none of my snacks that I like.
I'm not having no phone and computer. You already sound like you're...
I need my snacks. I need my snacks. So I'm like, these ladies are doing this. This is crazy. But then this... Okay, so that. And then this date with Teresa that... First of all... Okay.
The Fosh mom?
Okay. Gary... driving. I saw someone tweeted this and they're like,
Gary driving at night. It was like a thriller. I literally thought production will be sued. They will die.
Well,
this
it's
is
illegal
not safe
to have no headlights on. And he's on the freeway. It was like, I was thinking of like Clueless when they get on the freeway and just like scream. Like That's not okay, first of all. Second of all, so that was like dangerous and it was like so awkward. Like they're just filming this awkward thing and he's like, yeah, nice night. Nice night. I'm like, okay,
he's
just
truly gripping for his life. Like he is dying.
This was terrible and terrifying. And then they get to this restaurant and like the flash mob, I can't. He's like, so basically you're saying like, don't stop believing.
And she's like, yeah. You just interrupted me and I have no idea what you're talking about.
And then this woman jumps on the counter and starts dancing and she's like, what is this? And he goes, it's don't stop believing. And I'm like, wait, it's what? Like, that's not a noun.
It was another, again, meditation on grief that turned into a flash mob that I will say Gary is not scared to make out. Grief.
Yeah, that's true. And that's
it's
good.
It's basically talking about dead spouses and then kissing. And I'm fascinated because I'm like, we do not see the elderly kiss enough.
I do. I like to go to an old folks home, a co-ed. Got to be co-ed.
And just pay them in cash to make out.
Yeah. So,
that's cool. And that is cool.
The second they start talking about, oh, this is my first time kissing someone since my husband died, I say, hey. And I hold up the cash and I say, you want it or you don't? You want little Timmy to have a good Christmas or you don't?
I do find the show comforting. I also find it heartbreaking for women because, for instance, one woman is crying saying, I feel special and I haven't felt special in a very long time. That makes me want to walk into traffic. I'm just like, this is brutal. Aging as a woman, aging as a man in America, you literally have it so lucky. I aging as a woman, you're just like, if you're single, if you're widowed, you need to find some kind of reserves of endless self-esteem because the world treats you so horribly. That's what it seems. That's what the Golden Bachelor is showing me. There, women are literally like, you're listening to me, to Gary. They're like, you're listening to me.
And that's how it is at my age right now. So I'm like,
that's true. That's
true. How's it going to get better? And by the way, if you complain about it, if you complain about being like a single woman, people are like, well, you just have to love yourself. You just have to love yourself. And it's like the most exhausting cycle ever. It's like, okay, cool. I guess I'll do, how many types of therapy have I done now? 4?
I've got EMDR scheduled at 5 p.m. today. I have decided to just reckon with being lonely. And what I mean by that is like, I'm not fighting it. I want to be loved. I'm lonely. And I'm not going to bury myself in self, like quotes about like being independent and being, you know, like I'm lonely. I want to meet someone and it's hard to meet someone. And I'm just surrendering to that truth.
Do you try to meet someone?
Let's not go too crazy. I'm waiting for someone to say, I'm so in love with you. Do you want to have a baby this year? I can't wait.
I hope that happens.
I have a crush right now and it's very, 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 very heartwarming, even though I don't think he's interested. But as my dating history will show, that's always how it starts.
That's funny. I mean, I don't really know because it's like I'm trying and I still feel pretty hopeless about it. So I don't know what the right thing is to do. But anyway, so yeah, the Golden Bachelor is not really giving what I wanted it to.
The women are saying like, it's going to be so hard for him to choose because we're all so amazing. Can you imagine if like the 23-year-old flight attendants and dental hygienists said that to each other? They're like, Pilot Pete has to choose me because I love him more than any of these girls and all of these girls are fake.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I guess the novelty hasn't worn off where it's like one of them's like, oh, I actually almost went to the actual Woodstock, but I had a baby. I'm like, all right. I mean, that's cool. But, you know,
I think it's honestly good for America. I think it's good for America. I think it's good for the audiences of women who want to still have sex and audiences of men who still want to have sex and be considered romantic figures. I really do believe that. But And these people should have dignity. They should be allowed to make out in the streets.
These people should have dignity.
I mean it.
These people are human beings.
These
people have a brain and a heart just like the rest of us.
I know. Okay. Hot take. Old people are people.
Old people are people.
I'm going to build shirts.
Old people are people, and just because their skin is sagging a little bit, they should still have common human decency.
Okay. I regret trying to sound like I was like building the wheel.
I just wish there was like, I wish there was a little more. Listen, this is the thing. Like, old people are also evil. Like, they're also like part of why Trump was elected. Old people.
It's true.
Like, so I'm like, can we get some people like that on
can
there?
Can we get someone to shake it up a little bit? Yeah. Can someone have said, I've been to Woodstock and I also stormed the Capitol?
Like, yeah, like, get. Be a little racist, be a little homophobic, like, be reflective of
get
actual.
Get kicked out of the house, get into a physical altercation with someone, throw a fork at someone, take a shit on the floor. Like, I don't know. Let's go through some old reality world tropes. Be a Ramona Singer, accidentally poop on the floor.
Totally. Like, and Ramona's a perfect example of someone who is
dressed
old
up
and
like
therefore
Britney Spears from the Oops, I Did It Again video at 60. Is that too much to ask for?
And also, like, went to Mar-a-Lago maskless during COVID. Like, that's what most old people are doing.
Sonia Morgan, who says, yes, I've done work with the Trump campaign. I'm sorry. I helped them with some design stuff. Is that okay? No, it's not okay, Sonia, but God, how I forgive you more than I forgive most.
I want true romance.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
So thank God we have
Bachelor in Paradise, which truly is paradise. And I'm very grateful that after Golden Bachelor, I got to say, okay, I would like to see some chaos, please. And they sent in a clearly, and I was calling this, I was like, this group is not dramatic enough. People are pairing off too easily. There was like one love triangle that we were relying on for drama. It was simply not enough. Cut to, they send Hannah Brown in, which, by the way, the group acted like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had reunited on the beach. Everyone was like, oh my God, Hannah Brown is here. Oh my God, she's stunning. She's an icon. She's gorgeous.
Jesse Palmer said, it's an honor to have you here. It's like, what have these people done that is honorable? Like, I don't know. And then all the girls were like,
literally get blackout. They had to, editors had to cut out her getting blackout at dinner, which I love. And, you know, I would love some editors to do some work on my life.
I also relate strongly to her because she's like, so basically she comes in, everyone's like, oh, they're like, is she here to date? Is she here to date? Is she here to date? And they're like really confused because she pulled that guy that everyone says is hot and I think is like disgusting. And then she
have to be more specific because there is a man with earrings who multiple women have expressed interest towards.
The rubber ducky earrings that match the rubber ducky shorts.
This is my problem with Brayden, aka earrings.
Speak on it.
Speak, child. He is trying to be interesting in the least interesting way possible. It's like boys who would like dye half their hair in middle school. I was like, for whatever reason, this makes you more boring to me because you're saying like, yeah, I'm an individual. Check it out. Ask some questions. I'm just like, I'm uninterested in this completely. I'm in fact repulsed by it.
I completely agree. And also, I think that it was a total front. Okay, so wait, let's not get out of order. So Hannah Brown comes down. Everyone thinks that she's like the most stunning person they've ever seen, and they can't. All the girls are like, we don't stand a chance.
But you could literally find any version of her in a Laura Ashley across this nation. Continue.
I know. But the one girl goes, there's no room for her, which I was like, I feel like that's true. Like, I feel like they're also sleeping on like bunk beds, and they're like, great, now there's going to be another girl on the bunk beds. But she came down actually to just sit in a bonfire and ask people dramatic questions. And I couldn't have related more to like how excited she was. She's like, I love this. I love this. I hope that this is
true.
Drama.
That is true.
Which is amazing.
And the producers clearly fed her questions to ask, of course, but it would make sense too. So the questions she's asking are literally trying to tear apart couples. Like, who else would you be interested in? Who else are you waiting for to come down the steps? And slowly you're watching fractures in these couples. And it's, I've got to say what I watch TV for.
I also think Brayden was full of shit, though. Like, he's like, I wouldn't want to be talking to anyone else besides Kat. And then, like, I don't know. I don't trust a man like that.
I'm waiting for a guy named Tanner.
And I don't trust Aaron B. either. He also was like, I don't really want to talk to anyone else. I'm like, okay, but you've already made out with someone. I don't trust him. Any man who acts like they're a good person, I don't trust. And yet, also when they act like a bad person, I don't trust them. But I just feel like I'm feeling similarly with Love is Blind. Like, from the beginning, I've said I don't trust Izzy because he was too, like, I'm perfect. I want to meet the love of my life. I love you. You're perfect. And I'm like, something is afoot. I don't know what yet. But yeah, that's not something I can get into.
I understand that completely. I think that trusting men is a fool's game. I think you need a lot of time with someone. And as we've been shown by literally every public relationship, even if you're married for 10 years, someone can disappoint you. But I'm also working on opening my heart because it is closed like a clamshell. And you're going to need some special utensils to open it. I'm literally... I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, I have talked about this on the podcast before, but I feel so disillusioned by male behavior that I'm like, if someone came up to me and proposed right now, if I was getting married to someone, I don't know if someone, I just don't know how I would feel safe enough to let my guard down. I used to hate that. And it's like such a reality. It's like a dating show. Like term, like I'm just trying. I don't want my guard to go up. I literally think someone said that in the last episode, but I feel so protective over myself that I don't even know what that would feel like to completely have my guard down again.
Yeah. I mean,
and someday it'll happen. I have faith in that. And that's why I'm in a lot of therapy. But I understand not trusting men when you have a history with them.
I completely agree. I wish I had a hopeful message to share about trusting men, but I absolutely do not. And I have nightmares about the men from my past every night.
I have nightmares about the men from my past and the women that they dated. And I like to create scenarios in my head about that. And I'm like, can I process this already? Like, a part of me is just like anxious for me to get this over with. I'm like, can I move on with my life?
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel. I mean, I have EMDR today too, and I'm like, the last
I love that we both have EMDR.
I know.
Today.
I'm like, this podcast might be not the most hopeful one, but I.
Well, we just need to get through it.
Well, that's what I said to my therapist last week. I'm like, all right, well, I was like, can we meet twice a week or something? Like, I just want to get through this. And she's like, it doesn't really work like that.
and I'm like, okay, well, that's what I'm paying for. No offense to you.
Well, I'm just like, I kind of just, yeah, I'm like, all right, I understand. Now I know there was trauma. So can we just fucking move through it now? But it's okay. It will happen. In terms of men, I don't know. I mean, maybe like the next generation. I'm like, maybe children have hope, but.
have you watched the new Tim Robinson season of I Think You Should Leave?
Yeah.
There's this great sketch where it's a dating show and she's about to send Tim home. And she's like, I think you're just here for the zip line. It's one of my favorite things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's and very
that
accurate.
Is a tip for people at home who are looking for something to watch. I am really excited for the next episode of Bachelor in Paradise because they teased that Brayden, the girl Brayden is hooking up with, Kat, is going to go on a date with Tanner and probably choose him over Brayden. And Brayden looks at her and says, I feel like a whore. I feel like a dirty whore. That's, and
all right. Well, watching Brayden after the Golden Bachelor, I did think to myself, like, this is a man who's giving us what we want. He's giving us drama. He's bringing what we need. He's bringing, because he's not like, he's definitely like, something mental health wise is going on, and therefore he's not just bringing like the dopey answers.
Rubber
like,
ducky earrings matching rubber ducky shorts does not mean I've got it all figured out.
I know. I'm like, but so that is exciting. Also, I have to say, I think that it's exciting how Kylie is. First of all, this is the thing. I want to hate Kylie. Because I think that she's clearly like manipulating Will, but he sucks. So he like kind of deserves it. But I also couldn't relate to her more where she's like, oh my God, Avon's here. Yeah, we have a history, likes and a fire emoji. I'm like, totally. And then they go on one day and she's like, I'm just thinking about like our children we're going to have and like the future. And like, oh, I'm not getting ahead of myself, but like the kiss was perfect. And then I was like, that is
exactly how I think.
That's exactly how I think.
I pictured marriage with someone who doesn't even know I have a crush on them.
Yeah.
I don't know how else that. Yeah. I don't know how to
think about it. What are you going to wear? What are you going to, who's going to give a speech? Who's going to give a toast? I know.
Yeah. Where is it going to be? I think too, I get ahead of myself because I don't like the process of someone getting to know me because I'm so closed off. Like I would love to just date someone and then be like, do you want to get married? And be like, yeah, let's get this thing over with. Let's go to City Hall. I'll buy some flowers at Trader Joe's. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I want true romance.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I agree. Brayden is exactly what we came for. And I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for Kylie as well, because we do need someone to shake things up. Will, who Kylie leaves to be with Avon, which is a sound decision, even though at one point she said, Will is my guy. Even if Justin Bieber walked down these steps, it would be Will. And that's literally before Avon walks down the steps. And she's like, oh, psych. And Mercedes, who I think is one of the most beautiful girls on the beach, basically tells Will, like, she likes him right before the rose ceremony. Will does, again, what the unhinged do, which is bursts into tears. And again, if I'm a girl telling a guy I like him, I did once tell a guy I loved him and he burst into tears and did not say it back. And I, this was in college, and I don't recommend that. I don't think that's necessarily a healthy reaction, but I am happy for Will, as if he has chosen who he's going to marry. In his talking head, he goes, it should always have been Mercedes, while he's crying.
Yeah. I know. It's also like,
so maybe really, check on him.
Maybe check on him. It also has the Love Island effect, where like, then they'll be like, and it's day 2, and you're like, and it's been 2 days and these people are crying about, like, same with Eliza, like running, like they're like, oh, what's his name? Aaron kissed someone last night. She like runs to the house and is crying. I'm like, guys, nobody here actually knows each other at all. You are all relative strangers.
I hate to burst the bubble, but it's true. But that's it. That is okay. But that is how it feels in real life. Like, I truly do identify with her, where if I was like dating someone, he was like, I kissed a girl last night, I'd be like, okay, I don't know why I'm suddenly crying.
Yeah. She's like, thank you for telling me. I have to admit, I'm a little shook right now. I was like, okay. Yeah, I know. And you know what? I still am struggling so much with, I want Rachel to be likable. I don't like her.
Rachel seems to be experimenting with different personalities. And that always makes me uncomfortable with anyone, male or female. It makes me uncomfortable when people don't have a set personality and they're like, I'm trying. Like right now, she seems to be trying on the cool girl and her voice changes. There's a bunch of red flags for me with her. Like, and by the way, I've struggled with like my identity when I was younger. Like, who am I? I don't feel natural around people. I don't know how to talk to people. Of course, I've struggled with that. But it's disconcerting to be around someone else, someone who has like a front. And when I say be around someone, I of course mean watch them on my television.
Totally. Yeah, she needs to like stay away from us. How about she just takes a step back from us and gives us space? Yeah, and I think, I don't know. I'm kind of feeling down on Bachelor Nation right now. I think it's because Love is Blind is so crazy this season.
Love is Blind is getting like sued by multiple previous participants for like mental torture.
I know someone, who was it? Oh, someone I was talking to was like, I like can't watch, for some reason I like can't watch that. It's like too upsetting. I'm like, oh. Because to me, I'm like, give me more. My voice cracks. But yeah, I don't know. It's something is missing in my brain where like I don't get disturbed by any of these shows at all. If anything, I'm like comforted by the more disturbing they get.
Well, like you said, we have a wealth of them coming to us. For instance, the new Beverly Hills trailer dropped and Beverly Hills can be must-watch TV, or it can be TV that you can literally fall asleep to and absorb through your REM cycle, and it will be so boring that it won't affect your sleep at all. So this season, Mauricio and Kyle are separating, and you see them like fight on camera for what it feels like the first time in history. They also are showing Kyle's rumored love affair with a woman, which I'm really grateful for. And you're most importantly seeing the return of a famously Republican Denise Richards with bigger lips than I knew doctors would allow. But I'm extremely grateful for that. I'm extremely grateful for Potomac when we find out that who is the awful ex-husband in Potomac?
Michael.
The bald evil one is suing Candace, which I'm guessing for slander because she did say that she knew someone who he would pay to suck his dick.
And she probably did.
And you know what? With Michael, I believe.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Southern Charm is giving everything we need it to.
I'm watching old Southern Charm right now with a friend who has not watched it previously. And it is, I'm reliving it all. I was reliving Catherine Dennis, the first sighting of Catherine Dennis. I was reliving Ashley Thomas's girlfriend, who is one of the crueler people to exist on planet Earth. Cruel implies logic. I'm one of the more unhinged.
Yeah, she was a really good, when that girl came along, that was something to be witnessed. But she is so evil.
I've also just never seen someone so throw themselves at Thomas, who looks to camera, one of the more disgusting people I've ever seen in my life, and her just be like, my name would be Ashley Ravenel if we got married. Ooh, our babies would be so cute. If you proposed to me, this would be a great place to propose right on here on this boat. If you proposed to me, like, I would say yes. It's me and you, baby. It's me and you against the world. These are all lines over a course of one episode.
And it's like verbatim. Like, you think it's an exaggeration, but it's not. Also, I will say, so Madison, again, I continue to struggle because I'm like, she does the type of behavior that I can't support, yet she's so
pretty. You can say it.
She's so hot and like, it's like, okay, so who is it that I was just thinking is the same way? It's like, I get manipulated. I'm like, okay, I will stand by whatever you say for some reason. But she like goes, I don't trust a girl that goes to hang with all the guys, and she
always a red flag.
Taylor's party to go hang with all the guys.
Because, and by the way, have you hung out with a bunch of guys before? It's not nightmare. Fun. It's not fun.
I have, and it was awful. It was like just, I think I've said this on the podcast before, but like sitting around listening to a bunch of men talk about which Beetle they would be, and I was like,
no, I don't have time.
God friended me, more like God is pranking me, because I was like, this cannot be real, that this is the real conversation that's happening. And then when my friends hang out, it's like, I actually have unearthed a childhood trauma recently that I've realized affects a pattern in all of my behavior. And they're
exactly.
like,
exactly.
But I want to have kids, man. I don't know. You like, you have to give up so much freedom. That's their conversation. It's like,
I've listened to a group of men prank call other men. And that was a night adults, I spent of my life.
As full adults.
That was a night of my life that I can't get back. I've listened to men explain to me that COVID was just something like the flu. This is of course, March of 2020. This is when I wasn't hugging people and people were judging me for it. And I hate being right. But who am I kidding? I love being right. And this is just another reminder to nobody who cares that I was right about that. Everyone's like, great, Carolina, you listen to science.
I know. I'm like the type of person that it's dangerous when I'm right, because I'm like, I saw the truth all along.
I literally want an Olympic like ceremony when I'm right. Like, I literally want a gold, bronze, silver medal that corresponds with how right I was. I want the nation's eyes upon me. I want an American flag over my shoulders. I want a deal with a cereal brand. Like, I need recognition, and I probably bring it up too much when I am right, but that's just that's a part of the Olympic servitude. That's a part of serving my country.
It does damage for me, because it's like all my narratives are about like I never get what I want. I'll always lose what I have. Everyone's out to get me. Everyone is whatever. And so, like, I feel like if I'm right, like, three more times in life,
right,
then I will be Mary Cosby, literally. Like, I will be
head,
like,
of a cult,
talking to myself in the corner and being like, hey, Heather, your necklace is ugly. I almost said your Netflix is ugly. Hey, Ted, your Netflix
is
ugly.
That if I were a reality TV character, I'd be Heather Gay. I'm just worried about that.
Why worried? Oh, I just really? Don't oh my want... God, Bethany is
I know she's losing it, but I still love her. And do you think that's easy for me to say?
I don't love her anymore. I have to admit it. Like, I can't get behind her trying to get attention constantly. I think she's lost it. Yeah, I would like to be her. I would like to think I'm her in the early seasons where it's like she's the one who's funny and interesting. I think Heather is very resilient. I think she has a drinking problem, but
yeah,
I like her.
But listen, a drinking problem on reality TV, groundbreaking.
If you can piss yourself and then come up the next episode and be like, I'm drinking water tonight, girls. Everybody, like, I don't know. I'm just like, that is strength.
That is strength.
That is persistence.
And speaking of persistence, we will be on next week talking about the myriad of television that we have been blessed this year with.
We should do Love is Blind next week, honestly.
Okay.
Because this Bachelor stuff is boring. You know, I don't know.
I'll gear up. I'll giddy up is what I'll do. I love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol.
Hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.